Well, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 赞美主,
it is so good to be here enjoying the Lord with you all.
在这里与你们一同的享受主,
in a very brief way of introduction, my name is David Cuthbertson.
简单的介绍我自己, 我是, David弟兄,
and I'm blending with you from the church in Lubbock, Texas.
我是来自德州的拉伯教会。
And I came with our brother Mark New, who is coming from Irvine, California.
我跟这个Mark弟兄一起来，他是来自加州的Irvine教会。
And this weekend, we've been enjoying some inciting one another.
这一个周末呢，我们享受我们彼此的激励，彼此的鼓励。
Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another, so as to incite one another to love and good works."
Amen. 所以希伯来书十章二十四节告诉我们，我们需要这个彼此的鼓励。
So this weekend we've been enjoying a time of mutual inciting and encouraging one another.
所以希伯来书十章二十四节说，且当彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And the love and the good works is just the building up of the body of Christ.
这个爱心和行善，也就是要建造基督的身体。
So we wanted to give a brief overview of what we've been covering in the conference thus far.
所以我想要在这里呢，先有一些简单的回顾我们已过的信息里面所交通的内容。
And there have been two main matters that we've covered, being watchful in life and being faithful in service.
我们所交通的有两个主要的要点，第一个是在生命上警醒，第二个是在服事上忠信。
And these come from the parables the Lord gave in Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25.
这是来自主在马太24章和25章的比喻。
So first we come to the matter of being watchful in life.
所以首先我们来到这件事，就是在生命上警醒。
This is based on the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25.
这是根据在马太25章说到10个童女的比喻。
In this parable, the 10 virgins, they go out to meet their bridegroom.
这个比喻里面说到十个童女出去迎接新郎，
But he delays and so they fall asleep, which means they die.
那新郎迟延的时候呢，他们就睡了，意思就是说他们死去了。
And at midnight there's a cry, "Behold the bridegroom!"
但是在半夜呢，有一个呼声喊叫说，看哪，新郎来了。
And at that point you realize there's a difference between 5 of the foolish and 5 of the prudent virgins.
在那一刻你发现， 有一个在五个童女，五个精明的童女跟五个愚拙的童女之间是有一个区别的。
The difference is that the 5 prudent virgins have oil in their vessels, and the 5 foolish do not.
区别在于这个五个精明的童女有在他们的器皿里有油，但是五个愚拙的童女却没有。
And something to realize here is that you resurrect in the same state that you die.
有一件事情我们需要领会，就是我们死去的那个时候，我们属灵的阶段在哪里，我们复活的时候，我们的阶段也是在哪里。So
the application is this, the oil is the Spirit of God.
所以这个油呢，就是神的灵。In
Proverbs 20, we see the Spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah.
所以传道书20章，我们看到这个人的灵乃是耶和华的灯。
So each virgin had oil in their spirit.
所以每一个童女都在他们的灵里面有油。
The question is, do we have oil in our vessel?
所以问题在于我们是否在我们的器皿里面也有油。
The oil we have in our spirit is free. We received it by regeneration.
在我们这个灵里面的油乃是免费的，是白白的。我们得到这个油，在我们重生的时候就白白的得到这个油。
Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Amen. 所以罗马书26章，罗马书6章26节说到，我们乃是感谢主，我们乃是白白的得着神永远的生命。
Praise the Lord, we have the gift of God.
赞美主，我们有神的恩赐。
And this is the eternal, uncreated life of God in our spirit.
这就是在我们灵里那个神圣永远非受造的生命。
However, the oil in our vessel requires the paying of a price.
但是在我们器皿里面的油呢，是需要我们付代价的。
The Lord told the foolish virgins, "Go and buy the oil."
主告诉那些愚拙的童女说：“你们要去买油。”
And this price is illustrated by the Lord in Matthew 16, verses 24 through 26.
这个代价呢, 就是, 主用马太16章那里的经节来描绘这个代价是什么。
There he says you must deny yourself and lose the soul life.
那里说到你必须要否认己, 然后丧失你的魂生命。
So the big question is, are we willing to lose our soul life?
所以重要的问题是我们愿不愿意丧失我们的魂生命。
This may be in big things, giving our career, our ambition, our desire for a position to the Lord.
这可能是在一些比较大的方面, 比如说放下我们对世界的野心, 放下我们对于这个职业上的追求等等的。
But much more commonly, it's in the very little things.
但是通常来说是在很小的事情上。
It's during the day, are you willing to turn to the Lord?
还是在每天的生活, 我们愿不愿意转向主?
When you're frustrated at work, are you willing to call Lord Jesus?
当你在工作上遇到一些挫折的时候, 你愿不愿意呼求, Oh, 主耶稣。
When you're angry with your children, are you willing to stop before you punish them and say, Lord Jesus?
当你对你的孩子生气的时候, 你在惩罚他们之前, 你愿不愿意先说, 主耶稣。
When you're discussing things with your wife and you really want to say something, are you willing to not say it and instead say, Lord Jesus?
Amen. 当你在与你的姊妹交通的时候, 在你想要说一些事情之前呢, 你是不是愿意先说, Oh, 主耶稣。
You see, the oil in our spirit is an instantaneous matter.
在我们灵里的这个油呢, 是一件即时发生的事情。
The hymn says, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives.
Amen. 就是那个时候我们, 他就在那一刻就直接的分赐到我们的里面。
So our regeneration happens instantaneously.
所以我们的重生是在一瞬间之间就发生的。
But the matter of gaining the oil in our soul is a lifelong process.
但是要在我们的魂里得着这个油乃是一生的过程。
This cannot happen in one day or overnight.
这不可能是在一天或者是一夜之间就发生的。
It takes hundreds of thousands of contacts with the Lord.
这需要我们无数的时间与主，花时间与主接触。
All these little opportunities, if we're not seeking them, they may just pass us by.
这些小小的机会，我们如果没有去追寻求这样的机会，它很容易就过去了。
So we can't be passive in our buying the oil.
所以我们在买油的事上，我们不能是被动的。
We have to actively seek out and be watchful for opportunities to gain more of the Lord.
我们需要主动的寻求这个机会，使我们能够更多的得着主。
At the end of the parable, Matthew 25:13, he says, Watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
所以在马太福音25章13节那里说到，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
So it's a sobering parable, and you may be wondering, how do I watch?
所以这是一个非常严肃的比喻，你也许会想说，我要如何来警醒呢？
Lord, I want to be watchful. How do I watch for your coming?
主啊, 我想要警醒, 但是如何, 我如何警醒预备你的来临呢?
Well, it's not a matter of figuring out when he's going to come.
所以重点不是说我们要想说他到底什么时候会来。
The Lord, the Son of Man himself, does not even know when he is coming.
主自己他作为那个人子, 他自己也不知道他什么时候要来。
So it's not a matter of watching Jerusalem to see when the temple will be built.
所以不是我们不是要看说这个耶路撒冷什么时候在那里圣殿会盖起来。
It's a matter of being filled in spirit.
重要的乃是我们要在灵里被充满。
We enjoy that to be watchful is just to be filled in spirit.
警醒就是要在灵里面被充满。
Ephesians 5:18 says, Be filled in spirit.
以弗所书5章18节说在灵里被充满。
In Ephesians 6:18, Paul says, Be watchful unto this. And the this is receiving the word by prayer.
在以弗所6章18节说到我们要, 保罗说到要在这件事情上警醒, 也就是要, 用神的话来祷告。
So we need to be watchful in our time in the Word and our time with the Lord.
所以我们在这个进入追求主的话的事上，以及我们与主交通的事上，我们需要警醒。
We need to be watchful by being filled all the time in Spirit.
我们需要借着随时总是的被圣灵来充满，来警醒。
And this is of particular importance in the morning.
特别重要是在早晨。
His mercies are new every morning.
他的早晨，他的怜悯每早晨都是新的。
And I enjoyed these lines from hymn 708. Fresh as the dew of the morning.
这个诗歌702首说到清鲜如同甘露。
Bringing a sweet rest unheard.
带来这个甜美的安息是我们从来没有想过的。
Christ in the gentle anointing.
基督在他的甜美的膏油涂抹里。
Whispers his comforting word.
来告诉我们这个安慰鼓励的话。
So in the morning, he's there gently anointing you.
所以在早晨呢，他是在那里很温柔的在那里膏油的涂抹运行。
That's a good time to be filled in the Spirit.
早晨是一个很好的时间，使我们能够被圣灵来充满。
And all day long, we should be praying, Lord, fill me right now.
一整天我们都需要祷告，主啊，现在就来充满我。
Lord, saturate me with your spirit.
主啊，用你的灵来浸透我。
The beauty is we don't have to wait for the meeting.
我们不需要等待这个聚会的来到。
We can be filled at work.
我们在工作上，在工作的时候也可以被充满。
We can be filled while we're cooking dinner.
我们在预备晚餐的时候也可以被充满。
We can be filled while we're doing the dishes.
我们在洗碗的时候也可以被充满。
This is to be watchful for the Lord's return.
这就是我们要警醒为着主的回来。
And two more practical points on being filled. One is a wonderful way is to confess.
还有另外两个要点关于这个警醒。第一个点就是我们需要悔改。
And 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. 约翰一书一章九节说到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And the more detailed our confession, the more filling we will receive.
我们的认罪越彻底，我们所得着的这个充满就会越多。
Just as we are physically dirtied by walking in the world every day, spiritually, we need to wash our hands all the time.
就像我们在这个世界上，每天在这里走过的时候，我们物质的身体我们都会变得脏了。同样的，我们也需要在属灵面来洗我们的全人。
And lastly, as we saw in the reading yesterday, a good way is to not quench or grieve the Spirit.
就像我们昨天读到的信息里面，另外一个点是我们不要消灭圣灵或叫圣灵忧愁。
If we grieve the Spirit, that will immediately stop the filling.
我们如果叫圣灵忧愁，这就会立刻停止它在我们里面的充满。
So when the Spirit is leading you after the meeting to prophesy,
所以当这个圣灵在聚会中引导你要来伸言的时候，
I think we've all had this experience many times.
我想我们都许多时候有常常有这样的经历。
If you get up and prophesy, you are so happy.
当你站起来伸言的时候，你是何等的喜乐。
And that's because the Spirit is happy.
这是因为圣灵在你里面是喜乐的。
But if you stay in your seat and you just quench the Spirit, then you're just miserable.
但是你如果一直坐在你的座位上消灭圣灵，你就会觉得有点难过。
But it's okay. There's always next meeting.
但是感谢主，没有关系，总是有下一次的
聚会。There's always another opportunity to enjoy the filling.
总是有下一个机会使我们能够被充满。
But in all these little opportunities, we can enjoy being one with the Spirit to receive the filling.
所以这就是这些小小的机会，使我们能够与圣灵是一，也被圣灵来充满。
We also saw the matter of being faithful in service.
我们也看到在服事上忠信这个点。
And this is based on two parables, also in Matthew 24 and 25.
这是根据马太24和25章的两个比喻。
The two components of our faithfulness in service are that we need to be faithful to the Lord's commission and faithful to the Lord's gifts.
这个在服事上忠信的两个要点，第一个就是我们需要对于神的托付是忠信的，第二个我们是需要对于神的恩赐是忠信的。
His commission is his charge, his requirement, or even his expectation of us.
他的托付呢，就是他对我们的嘱咐，甚至是对我们的要求，甚至是对我们的期望。
And that is seen in Matthew 24, verse 45.
这就是在马太福音二十四章四十五节。
Who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time?
Amen. 这样谁是那忠心又精明的奴仆，为主人所派，管理他的家人，按时分粮给他们？
The Lord's commission to us is to give them food.
主对我们的托付就是要把食物分给别人。
Our service to the Lord is to give them food.
我们在主里面的服事就是要供应食物。
In John 21, the Lord said, "Feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, and feed my sheep."
在约翰福音二十一章，主说到，你要喂养我的羊，牧养我的羊，并且喂养我的羊。
And in Hebrews 4, or Ephesians 4, Paul said, "There is the work of the ministry." Which is the building up of the body of Christ.
在以弗所书四章，保罗说到，那工作、那执事，就是建造基督的身体。
This is all one thing. To feed God's people is to build up the body of Christ.
这都是同一件事，就是要喂养神的子民，好建造基督的身体。
God's economy is to dispense His life into us.
神的经纶乃是要把他自己分赐给我们。
And He does that by our dispensing life into one another.
他要怎么样完成这件事呢？乃是借着我们彼此的供应生命。
This commission is not just to a few really good saints.
这个托付不是只是给少数几个很好的圣徒。
This commission is to all of us.
这个托付乃是给我们所有的人。
Not just to the full-timers who are serving on the campus.
不是只是给那些在校园服事的全时间者。
Not just to the co-workers and elders.
不是只是给那些同工们和长老们。
This is God's commission to each one of us.
这是神对我们每一位的托付。
But this requires us to have some food to give.
这要求我们有一些的食物能够给别人。
So our faithfulness and service follows our being watchful in life.
所以这个在服事上的忠信呢，是来自于我们在在服事上忠信是来自于我们在生命上警醒。
Our service in giving the food saints issues from our receiving life from our being watchful before the Lord.
我们在服事上能够把生命供应给别人，那个源头是来自于我们在生命上警醒被充满。
And lastly, I would say, give them food all the time.
在马太那里主不是说要给他们随时随地给他们。
On the one hand, with new ones, you have to be wise in cherishing and nourishing them.
对于那些新人，我们需要有智慧，如何来喂养他们，如何来顾惜他们。
On the other hand, when you're with the saints, it's always a good time to give food.
但另一方面来说，当我们与圣徒在一起的时候，这随时都是一个好时间，使我们能够供应食物。
Every meeting is a wonderful opportunity to give them food.
每一个聚会都是一个很好的机会，使我们能够来供应食物。
Every unbeliever you meet on the street, they need some food.
每一个我们在路上遇见的不信主的人，他们都需要一些的食物。
So we should always be looking for opportunities to give them food.
我们要一直寻求机会来供应食物。
The second thing that we are faithful to is the Lord's gifts.
第二件事情我们需要忠信的乃是在神的恩赐上忠信。
And the Lord has given us gifts in order that we may carry out His commission to give food.
主给我们恩赐是叫我们能够执行他的托付来供应食物。
And this is based on the parable of the three slaves whom the Lord gave 5, 2, and 1 talents to.
这是照着一个比喻，就是这个在比喻中有三个奴仆，一个领了五他连的，一个领了二他连的，一个领了一他连的。
Saints, we have all received a talent from the Lord.
圣徒们，我们都从主领受了一他连的。
I enjoyed 1 Peter 4:10. Each one. Each one.
我享受这个彼得前书四章十节，我们每一位
，each one as he has received a gift，
每一位我们都领受了恩赐
，ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God。
Amen。所以彼得前书四章十节说到，个人要照所得的恩赐，将这恩赐彼此供应，做神诸般恩典的好管家。
So each one has received a gift so that we can minister the grace of God.
我们个人都领受了恩赐，好叫我们能够供应神的恩典。
And what did the servant who received one talent do?
那个领受一他连德的奴仆他做了什么呢？
He buried it in the ground.
他把它埋藏在地里。
The one with five made five more. The one with two made two more.
那领五他连德的另赚了五他连德，那领二他连德的另赚了二他连德。
But the one with one despised his portion and he buried it in the ground.
那领一他连德呢，轻视了他的那一份，所以他就埋藏在地里。
Saints, a one talent we saw is 70 back then 75 pounds of gold.
圣徒们，这个一他连德，它其实是75磅的金子。
In today's value, that's $1.25 million.
在今天的这个计算里面，那是大概是125万的这个价值。
That is no small thing.
这不是一件小事。
But we tend to just think, oh, my function is nothing, my portion is nothing.
我们有时候会想说，哦，我的这个功用是，我没有什么功用，我没有什么样的恩赐。
We're just burying our talent.
我们就是把我们的银子埋藏在地里。
Rather, we should be investing and depositing our talent.
但是相反的呢，我们需要这个投资，用这个我们的所领受去投资，并且存放在别人的那里。
And the way to deposit your gift is to use your gift.
要存放这个恩赐的路呢，就是要使用你的恩赐。
We pray in the prayer meeting.
我们在祷告聚会中来祷告。
We prophesy in the prophesying meeting.
我们在申言聚会中来申言。
We praise in the table meeting.
我们在擘饼聚会中来赞美。
These are all wonderful ways to invest your talent.
这些都是很好的机会，我们能够来运用我们的恩赐。
You can call a new one and have morning watch for 5 minutes.
我们可以打电话给一个新人，跟他有五分钟的晨兴。
You can go to the home meeting and help shepherd some.
我们可以去家聚会来帮助来牧养一些的圣徒。
The principle is the more you use your gift, the more it will grow.
原则乃是我们更多运用我们的恩赐，这个恩赐就会更多的长大。
And maybe you know you're wondering, oh, I wonder how many talents I have.
你可能会说，哦，我到底有多少个他连德呢？我都有多少的恩赐呢
？Well, none of you have five.
我们没有人是有五他连德的。
Myself included, there's no five talented members in the building.
包括我自己在内，在这个聚会里面是没有人是有五他连德的。
I can't say with complete confidence there's no two talented members in the building.
我不能够很有把握的说这里一定没有二他连德的人。
But there's probably not.
但是也许是没有的。
So praise the Lord, we are all the one talented members.
赞美主，我们都是那些有一他连德的。
But...Had the one talented member functioned according to the principle, he would have ended up with two talents.
但是那些领一他连德的，如果运用他的恩赐，那最后就会有二他连德的。
So really, there could be many two talented members here.
所以其实我们在这里，我们可以有许多人是有二他连德的。
The principle is to use the gift the Lord has given us.
原则就是要运用主所给我们的恩赐。
Not only so, but the Lord also delivered another particular item to the slaves.
不止如此呢，主还把另外一个东西来赐给他的奴仆们。
In Matthew 25:14, it says, "For the kingdom of the heavens is just like a man about to go abroad, who called his own slaves and delivered to them his possessions."
所以马太二十五章就说到，诸天的国好像。一个人要往外国去，叫了自己的奴仆来，把他的家业交给他们。
His possessions is the church.
他的家业乃是教会。
The most precious possession the Lord has is the church.
神所有最宝贵的家业乃是他的教会。
And he has delivered that to us.
他把这个交托了给我们。
So now we have in our possession the apple of the Lord's eye.
所以我们这个我们所得着的呢，是在主眼中非常宝贵的一件事。
Now what will we do with it?
我们要如何来做呢？
How will we care for it?
我们要如何来顾到这个神的家业呢？
I enjoyed our brothers sharing yesterday from John 10. I'll just read these verses quickly, 11 and 12. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, see the wolf coming and leave the sheep and flee. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling, and it does not matter to him concerning the sheep.
Amen. 约翰福音十章十一节到十二节说到，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。那做雇工的不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。他看见羊来，就撇下羊逃跑了。羊狼抓住羊，把他们赶散了。雇工逃跑，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
Brothers and sisters, does it matter to you concerning the sheep?
弟兄姊妹们，这个羊群对你是重要的吗？
Are we just an employee, a hireling, who clocks in at 9:30 for the meeting and clocks out at noon?
我们只是一个雇工一个雇员吗？就是九点半来上班打卡，然后中午呢我们就下班了。
And then when we have to do some overtime, oh man, I've got to clock in early today.
当我们要做一些比较就花比较多时间的时候，我们想说，哦，我今天要早一点来上班。
Oh, I have to stay and clean up the chairs today.
我还需要留下来这个来整洁来这个整理这个会场等等。
The hireling, as soon as there's any opposition, any difficulty, he runs away.
雇工就是当有反对或者是有困难出现的时候，他就逃跑了。
But saints, we are not here as the hirelings.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在这里不是做雇工的。
We're here as the believers to whom the Lord has entrusted the church.
我们这里乃是一般的信徒，神把他的教会托付了给我们。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
牧人为羊舍命。
We should be willing to lay down our life for the church.
我们需要为着教会来舍弃我们的生命。
If there's a hockey game and a meeting, amen, Lord, I'll go to the meeting.
如果在聚会的时候有这个冰球的比赛，我们要说主啊 ，amen， 我要去参加聚会。
In Texas, it's a football game.
在德州那边是这个美式足球比赛。
But the principle is the same.
但原则都是一样的。
We have to be willing to lay down our soul life and just 100% take care of the church.
我们需要舍弃我们的魂生命，并且百分之百的来顾到他的教会。
And eventually, we find at the end of these parables, the Lord comes to settle accounts with his believers.
在这个比喻的后面，我们看到神来与他的信徒们来算账。
And this is a very heavy and sobering word.
这是一个非常沉重、非常严肃的话。
Matthew 25:19 says, "Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them."
马太二十五章十九节说到过了。过了不久，那些奴仆的主人竟然来和他们算账。
Brothers and sisters, if you believe the word in John 3:16 regarding our salvation, we have to believe the word in Matthew 25 regarding the Lord's return.
如果我们相信这个约翰福音三章十六节说到神的救恩的话，我们也需要相信马太福音二十五章说到主回来的话。
He came to specifically settle accounts with each one.
他回来是特别的要与我们每一位来算账。
But luckily, we have the answers to the final exam.
感谢主，这个我们最后的这个考试呢，我们是有答案的。
I'll tell you what he's going to check.
我要告诉你们，将来呢，主要来这个查验我们什么
？How much oil is in your vessel?
就是你的器皿里有多少的油
？Did you feed my sheep？
你有喂养主的羊吗
？If you have enough oil and if you gave them food, guess what? Well done, good and faithful slave.
如果我们有足够的油，并且我们也喂养他的羊，我们将来会发生什么事呢？主就会告诉我们，感谢主，你是良善又忠信的仆人。
But at the same time, he will not take excuses.
但同时呢，他也不会听我们的借口。
The slave with one talent gave him an excuse. Lord, you're a hard master. You reap where you do not sow. You gather where you do not winnow.
那个伊他连德的奴仆对这个主人说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的主人，没有播散的地方要收去，没有撒种的地方要收割。”
So I was afraid, and I hid my talent in the earth.
所以我很害怕，就把我的银子呢埋藏在地里。
The Lord took his excuse and convicted him with it.
主听到他的这个借口呢，但是用他的话来定罪他。
He said in verse 26.Evil and slothful slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not winnow.
主人就回答他说：“又饿又懒的奴仆，你既知道我没有撒种的地方要收割，没有播散的地方要收去。”
So our excuses, you know, Lord, my job was so difficult and I was so busy.
哦，所以我们有时候有借口说：“主啊，我的工作是非常的困难，我非常的忙碌。”
To say, I know, I gave you that job.
但主会说。是的，我知道，我把这个工作给你啊。
So that you could gain more of me.
就是要你要更多的来得着我。
Lord, my children were so disobedient, and I was so busy with them.
主啊，我的孩子很不听话，我很忙碌要去顾到他们。
He said, I know, I told you to be fruitful and multiply.
主说，我已经告诉你了，要这个多多的这个生育，有更多的果子。
Those children were for your transformation.
这些孩子是为着你的变化的。
So rather than having to make excuses which won't be accepted,
所以我们不要这个找一些的借口，那些不会被主所接受的。
We should just be watchful in life and faithful in service.
我们所要做的乃是要在生命上警醒，在服事上忠信。
Paul said the crown of life is for those who love his appearing.
保罗说那些生命的冠冕乃是给那些爱他显现的人。
We need to be those who have a fresh love for not just the Lord, but for His appearing.
我们需要有一个新鲜的爱，不仅是对着主，更是为着他的显现。
Amen. So then we come to message 5 this morning on the way to practice the Lord's present move.
我们来到第五篇的信息，实行主当前行动的路。
And if you'll notice, this is sort of the title of the whole conference.
这个第五篇的信息其实是这个特会的总题。
So, why talk about Matthew 24 and 25? We're finally getting to the point, right?
为什么要这个谈到24章和25章，然后最后才来到这一点呢？
Actually, no. Do you know the best way to practice the Lord's present move?
你知道最好实行主当前行动之路是什么吗？
It's to be watchful in life and faithful in service.
乃是在生命上警醒，在服事上要忠信。
We'd have no problems if we were all watchful and faithful.
如果我们是警醒的，我们是忠信的，我们就没有任何的问题。
But praise the Lord, our God is not dead or dormant, but He is living and moving.
赞美主，我们的主不是死沉的，不是不活动的，他乃是活而且满了行动的。
And we want to be those who are in the heart of His present move.
我们愿意是在那些在他当前行动之路的核心里面的人。
So let's cover Roman numeral 1. This is largely a review of being watchful in life.
我们来看第一大点，这是说到在生命上警醒。
How about we all read Roman numeral 1 together?
我们一同来读第一大点。
Amen. In Acts 2:4.And says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
在行传二章四节说到，他们都被圣灵充满。
Acts 4:31, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
他们行传四章那里说到，他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲说神的话。
The issue of the filling was the speaking of the word.
这个圣灵充满的结果呢，就是讲说神的话。
And we need to be filled not only inwardly, but outwardly.
我们不仅需要里面被充满，也需要外面被充溢。
I enjoyed Brother Lee used an example here of a hot air balloon.
我很享受这个李弟兄用一个例子说到这个热气球。
For a hot air balloon to move, the first thing is for it to be filled inwardly with air.
这个热气球要动起来呢，是需要里面被这个空气所充满。
And the second thing is for the outward air to carry it away.
然后第二件事情呢，就是外面的这个气流呢，要来吹动它。
But without the inward filling, the balloon won't go anywhere.
那没有这个里面空气的充满呢，这个热气球是没有办法行动的。
So he said, before we go up, we need to rise up.
所以就是说到我们要出去之前呢，我们先需要被兴起。
First, we need the rising up and the infilling of the Spirit.
首先我们需要被兴起，然后在里面被充满。
And then we need the outpouring and the outfilling of the Spirit.
然后呢，我们需要在外面被圣灵来浇灌，被圣灵来充溢。
And by these two fillings, we'll be fully filled and in the Lord's present move.
借着这两面的充满呢，我们就会与主是一，能够来配合主的行动。
Amen. Hey, what Christ has accomplished is once for all, but what we have to experience is not. The time after. Oh, sorry.
第一点说到，基督所成就的是一次而永远的，但我们所要经历的不是这样。
Be time after time, day after day, morning after morning, evening after evening, all day long.
Amen.
We have to experience being filled with this wonderful,
Amen.
all-inclusive, processed,
Amen.
consummated Spirit
Amen.
for our entire lives.
Amen. 第二重点说到，我们一生中，我们需要一次又一次，一天过一天，每天早晨，每个晚上，每一天里都经历被这奇妙、包罗万有、经过过程、终极完成的灵所充满。
And in Psalm 55, it says, "As for me, I call out to God."
诗篇五十五章，诗篇五十五篇说到。至于我，我向神呼吁。
And Jehovah will save me.
耶和华要拯救我。
Evening and morning and at noontime.
在晚上，在早晨，也在中午的时候。
Then he says, I complain and moan.
五十五章接下来说到我就向神有一些的怨言。
But he still hears my voice.
但他仍然听我的声音。
So that's where you at. If you're at, if you need to complain and moan to the Lord sometimes.
有时候我们需要向主哀怨悲叹。
That's okay.
那也没有关系。
Don't just say I don't like my job.
不要只说哦，我不喜欢我的工作。
Say, Oh Lord, I don't like my job.
要说哦，主啊，我不喜欢我的工作啊。
Oh Lord, I'm angry right now.
主啊，我现在很生气啊。
You just keep adding, Oh Lord.
你要在你说话之前先加 Oh 主啊。
Pretty soon you'll be filled.
然后过不久呢，你就会被充满了。
And you won't be complaining and moaning anymore.
然后呢，你就不会再有哀叹啊，再有任何的抱怨。
You'll be rejoicing and thanking.
你会喜乐，你会满了感谢。
See, we no longer have yesterday, and we will never have tomorrow.All the time we have is today.
昨日不在，明日未到，我们所能把握的只有当下。
We need to forget about yesterday's enjoyment.
我们需要忘记我们昨天的享受。
We need a fresh enjoyment.
我们需要有新鲜的享受。
We need to be poor in spirit.
我们需要在灵里是贫穷的。
We need to be emptied out before the Lord.
我们需要在主面前是倒空的。
Willing to receive Him fresh every day.
愿意每一天都新鲜的来享受它。
So this is largely Roman numeral 1 is a review of being watchful in life.
第一大点主要的是说到在生命上警醒。
But we don't merely need to be watchful in life, we come to Roman numeral 2.
我们不只需要在生命上警醒，所以我们来到第二大点。
The way to practice the Lord's present move is to preach the gospel and teach the truths anytime and any place by diving into the word.For the increase and propagation of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. 第二大点说到，实行主当前行动之路，乃是借着进到神话语的里面，而无论何时何地传福音，为着主的扩增，教导真理。
Our preaching and our teaching is dependent and incumbent upon our being constituted with the Word.
我们的教导，我们的传福音，它的这个来源乃是在于我们享受神的话语。
Paul was very useful to the Lord because he was filled with the Word.
保罗对主在主手中非常的有用，因为他是被神的话所充满。
Acts 28 here says, verse 23, solemnly testifying of the kingdom of God and persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets from morning until evening.
Amen. 所以马太二十八章，马太二十八章的二十三节这里说到，他就郑重见证神的国，引摩西的律法和众圣言者的书，以耶稣的事劝服他们。
And even the Lord himself in Luke chapter 4, when he went to the synagogue and read from Isaiah.
即便主他在路加第四章那里，他去到会堂的时候，他就从这个旧约的一段来读神的话。
At that time, there were no chapters and there were no verses.
在那个时候，那个是没有章节，也没有章节，也没有经文。
So he knew exactly where in the Word those scriptures were found.
所以他很清楚地知道那些的经节来源出处是在哪里。
And when he was tempted in the wilderness,
当他在旷野受试诱的时候，
Satan came to tempt him, and all three times the Lord said, "It is written."
当主在那里受试诱的时候，主说了三次，他就说经上记着。
The Lord himself did not take any shortcuts.
主自己他没有走任何的捷径。
He was constituted with the word.
他乃是被神的话所构成。
Amen. Hey, we all are priests of God, branches of Christ, and slaves of the Lord. So every day, at any time, and any place, we preach and teach what the Lord has revealed to us.
我们都是神的祭司，基督的知使，主的奴仆，所以每一天无论何时何地，我们都传福音并教导主所向我们启示的。
It says we all are priests of God.
这就说到我们都是神的祭司。
Revelation 1:6 and has made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father.
启示录一章六节那里说到使我们成为他祭司的国度。
In 1 Peter 2, we are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood.
在彼得前书第二章那里说到我们被建造成为属灵的祭司体系。
So each one of us is a priest, a branch, and a slave.
每一位我们都是神的祭司，基督的知使，主的奴仆。
And we should function as such at any time and in any place.
我们在无论何时何地，我们都需要这样子的来进功用。
I shared some about my experience in high school.
我之前分享了一些我在高中的一些的见证。
At one point, this newer brother who was coming into the church life and I, we thought, let's go preach the gospel.
有一位这个新来到教会生活的弟兄，我跟他说，我们一起来传福音。
So we broke into the meeting hall.
所以我们就这个，我们就强行的进入到这个会所的里面。
And we stole a bunch of tracts.
我们就偷了一些的这个福音的单张。
I think we put something in the offering box to try and cover ourselves.
我这个为了要遮盖我们自己，我们就在奉献箱里面投了一点钱。
Then we got in the car and drove around the city looking for people.
所以我们就进到车子里面，开车在这个城市中来找人。
And we would see someone, we'd drive up to them really fast, jump out of the car, run up, give them a track.Run back to the car and drive away.
我们看到一个人呢，我们就把车开到他的前面，然后呢，马上跳下车，把福音单张给他，然后就马上呢回到我们的车上。
It was drive-by gospel preaching.
我们乃是在这里，在这里传福音的。我们开车然后来传神的福音。
So who knows what fruit was born from that?
所以主也许我不知道这个借着这样的实行能够。得着了什么样的果子？
But we were exercising to be priests.
我们是
as best we knew.
我们是操练来成为神的祭司。
So no one's too young and no one's too old.
没有人是太年轻，也没有人是太年老的。
Amen. B. We preach the gospel and teach the truths by diving into the word.
第二重点说到我们传福音并教导真理是借着进到神话语的里面。
First Timothy speaks of those who labor in word and teaching.
提摩太前书说到第五章说到那些在话语上劳苦的。
We should be those who labor in the word.
我们需要是那些在话语上劳苦的。
What we are filled with is what we will speak.
我们所充满的就成了我们所讲说的。
In 2 Corinthians, we are mirrors, and what we behold is what we will reflect.
在灵后那里说到我们乃是镜子，我们所观看的是什么，我们所反照的就会是什么。
So if you're beholding something in the world, it will come out spontaneously.
所以当我们观看的世界上的事，它会自然而然就从我们里面反照出来。
If you're watching the Olympics, all you want to talk about is the Olympics.
你如果看奥运会，你跟别人的谈话都是满了奥运会。
But if you're beholding the Lord, all you want to talk about is the Lord.
但是你一直观看主，你所想要跟别人讲说的就是主的自己。
This is the best way to preach the gospel, just to shine the Lord.
这是传福音最好的路，就是把主呢照耀出来。
Amen. Let's come to Roman numeral 3.
来到第三大点。
The way to practice the Lord's present move is to produce and support the full-timers.
实行主当前行动之路乃是产生并扶持全时间服事者。
If a country, a nation is going to be strong, it must produce and support an army.
如果一个国家、一个民族要强大起来，它就必须要产生并供养一支军队。
In a country, not everyone can be in the army, but everyone can support the army.
在一个国家，不是每一个人都能够在军队的里面，但每一个人都能够扶持这个军队。
Brother Lee has shared that every believer is a full-timer.
李弟兄分享到，每一个信徒都是全时间者。
Some happen to have a job and some do not have a job.
有一些全时间者有工作，有一些全时间者他没有一份的工作。
But in their heart, to be a full-timer is to live to the Lord.
但在他们的心里面，成为一个全时间者乃是向主而活。
Those who have dropped their job, praise the Lord, and those who have kept their job, praise the Lord.
有些人是放下他们的职业，赞美主；有些是仍然有他们的职业，那也赞美主。
But to those who keep their job, there is a particular responsibility.
但对于那些仍然有他们的职业和工作的，他们有一个特别的责任。
And that's in B. We should all do our best to save money to spend on the Lord's interest.
那就是第二重点，我们应当尽可能的存钱来花在主的事上。
If you work for the Lord, He will take care of you.
如果你为主做工，他也会顾念你。
When we receive more, we should give more. The more we give to the Lord, the more He gives.
当我们多收，我们就当多给。我们给主越多，他就给我们更多。
Matthew 6:19-20 say, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven."
马太六章19节到20节说到，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，乃要积存你的财宝在天上。
In the Old Testament, the principle was 10%.
在旧约。的原则乃是10%。
And you might think, well, in the New Testament, the principle is 15%.
你也许会说，这个在新约里面的原则也许是15%。
That's higher, it's better, you know.
是这比十更高，也更多。
But let me read you a couple of verses from the New Testament.
但我要来读几节新约的经节。
Acts 11:29, and the disciples, according to how one was prospered.Determined to send things for dispensing.
Amen. 所以，这是行传11:29。于是他们按照门徒中间无论是谁得的昌盛，各自定义赠送去供给在住在犹太的弟兄们。
And 1 Corinthians 16:2, on the first day of the week, each one of you should lay aside in store to himself whatever he may have been prospered.
Amen. 在灵前16:2说到，每逢七日的第一日，你们个人要照所得的昌盛拿出来储存着。
And 2 Corinthians 8:14, but it is out of equality at the present time your abundance for their lack, that their abundance also may be for your lack, so that there may be equality.
Amen. 灵后8:14说到，乃是要出于均贫，就是要你的富余今时可以补他们的不足，为使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足。
So in the New Testament, the principle is to give as we have been prospered.
在新约的原则就是我们要照着我们所得的昌盛来给。
That means you limit yourself to a certain percentage and give everything else to the Lord.
这意思就是说，我们把自己限制在。某种的这个百分比里面，然后我们把其他所余的呢都交给主。
You don't limit the Lord to a certain percentage and keep the rest for yourself.
你不是把某一部分给主，然后其他所有的都是你自己来享受。
But Lee said, God is not a beggar. Do not treat him like one.
主不是要向我们要钱，所以我们也不应该这样的来对主。
Everything we have comes from him.
我们所有的都是从主而来的。
It all belongs to him.
所有都是属于他的。
He has graciously allowed for us to supply our family.
他的恩典供应我们，使我们能够来供应我们的家庭。
But if you've been prospered above your needs, whose is that?
但是你如果有得到更多超过你所需要的，那些是属于谁的呢？
It never was yours to begin with.
那些其实都不是你的。
We're just giving back to the Lord what is his in the first place.
我们只是把那些是属于主的再交还给他而已。
And in this way there's equality.
那这样来说，这就有均平了。
No difference between the job keeping and job dropping full-timers.
在这些放下职业的全时间跟那些有职业的全时间之间是没有任何的，就没有区别了。
You function the same in the meetings.
你在聚会中也同样的进功用。
You drive the same cars.
你开着同样的车。
You live in the same houses.
你住在同样的房子的里面。
No difference.
没有任何的区别。
Amen. I'll finish up here so Mark can share. See, we should not live a life that exceeds the proper necessity.
第三点说到，我们不应当过一个超过我们正常所需的生活。
We have to keep a proper budget, and we should do well in our job to take care of our family and children properly.
我们应当花钱适度，并好好工作，以照顾我们的妻子和孩子。
We still should have some surplus to offer the Lord.
我们仍然需要有富余来奉献给主。
We should supply the needs of our family. There's no question.
我们需要供应我们家庭的需要，这是没有任何的问题的。
But how amply do we supply them?
我们要如何丰富的供应我们的家庭呢？
We have to be careful that our standard of living does not increase as our income increases.
我们需要谨慎，我们的生活的这个水准呢，不应当继续的提高。随着我们得到的收入更多，我们的生活标准有时候会更多的提高。
We have to be careful to limit ourselves so there will be a surplus for the Lord.
我们需要谨慎，我们要限制我们自己，好叫我们有富余来为着主。
D, if we would all practice giving to him faithfully, many things could be done for the Lord, and he will have a free way to go on.
第四，如果我们能操练忠信的给主，主就能成就许多事，他也能自由的往前。
Amen.
Well, we have two Roman numerals to cover.
我们还剩两个大点。
And we will cover them.
我们要进入这两个大点。
But I'd like to take probably a good portion of what time I have, probably half an hour, to share just a little bit of a general burden.
我大概要用30分钟的时间来这个分享一个一个负担。
The title of the message is The Way to Practice the Lord's Present Move.
这个信息的题目是实行主当前行动的路。
The context here about the present move was that Brother Lee was coming back from Taiwan to America.
是说到这个当前行动的路，其实这个背景呢，就是李弟兄当年刚刚从这个台湾回到北美。
He had spent a few years in Taiwan to study in a sort of a laboratory, how to go on in the churches.
李弟兄在台湾，他花了几年的时间在那里研究甚至做实验是如何这个召会生活能够往前。
And what he brought back.To America was what was referred to as the new way.
他带回这个美洲的这个，就是我们后来所说的，就是所谓的新路。
Later on, the phrase "the God-ordained way" was coined for the new way.
后来我们有一个更好的称呼，叫做神命定之路。
And that was the Lord's present move.
那也就是说，这就是主当前的行动。
But unfortunately, the response here in America, when I say America, I mean the United States and North America, the West.
但是呢，我们说到这个事情，就是美洲，特别是就是所谓的这个美国和加拿大这个回应呢，
was that the new way was a series of a collection of new methods.
那个时候我们对这个新路的这个反应，其实就以为就是一些的新的所谓的方法。
So the new way was thought to be door knocking.
我们以为这个新路就是要去叩门。
And Brother Lee, perhaps in response to the way we were responding, began ministering on the matter of being living and active.
那针对于我们对他的这个新路这个反应呢，李弟兄就开始讲这个说，我们要活而尽功用。
In other words, the new way or the God-ordained way is not just a bunch of methods.
所以说这个所谓的这个新路或者说神命定之路并不是说只是一系列的方法。
But it depends on certain persons with a kind of living.
它是需要某一样的人，而也是需要某一样的这生活。
And so he got into the matter of the vital groups.
所以说我们就进到这个活力牌的这个事情上。
Of course, he revealed the high peak of the divine revelation, but then he shared about the God-man living.
当然他后面他也讲到这个神圣启示的高峰，但他也讲到这个神人的生活。
And how we have to be active in the universal shepherding.
而且讲到说我们如何来配合这个宇宙的牧养。
So if we have the high peak of the divine revelation, the high truths, the God-man living, and the universal shepherding, this is what will bring in the ultimate revival.
所以说我们有这个神圣启示的高峰，高峰真理，神人的生活，以及后面讲到这个宇宙性的牧养，这个就可以会把这个主带回来。So
we are not short of the truth.
所以我们不缺真理。
But what we are short of, we have all these matters laid forth before us.
所以我们现在有这些所有的这些摆在我们的面前，我们所缺的其实是。
But what we may be short of, what we are short of, is the practice.
其实我们所缺的就是这个实行。
We need to practice.
我们需要来实行。
And practice implies a lot.
这实行就说明了很多事情。
Practice means that it doesn't come easy.
实行的意思就是说它并不是那么简单的。
Practice means it doesn't come naturally.
也不是那么自然的。
That's why we have to practice.
所以说我们要在那里实行并且操练。
Practice implies trial and error.
这个操练意思就是说，有就是不断的试错。
I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
Two daughters and one boy.
两个女儿，一个儿子。
One of them, I'm gonna keep him anonymous, is kind of bounces between two extremes.
所以有一个，我不说他的名字，他这个人呢，就是有一点走极端。
We learned this about him when we tried to get him to pick up the piano.
我们发现这个事情呢，就是当我们要他来学钢琴的时候。
On one extreme, when he makes a mistake, just one mistake, he immediately gives up.
那这一个极端呢，他只要出现一个错误，他马上就放弃了。
He's convinced that he can never do it because he wasn't able to do it the first time.
那他就觉得他说他自己肯定就学不好，因为他第一次就没做好。
He didn't get the concept that practicing implies that you make many mistakes before you can do it.
他就没有这样一个概念，就是说这个操练呢，就是说你要先就有犯很多错误，然后呢，你才会学会。
Then he swung to the other extreme.
然后他有另外一个极端。
That when he happened to play something right, even if by accident.
如果他有时候他弹一个东西呢，他弹对了，甚至那个是偶然的，并不是他真的会。
He thinks he's done it.
他就觉得他自己会了。
And he's arrived.
他就已经成功了。
So he stops. He doesn't says, "I don't need to do it anymore."
他就停下来说，哦，我不需要再学了。
In other words, he didn't get the concept that practice means that even after you happen to, after many mistakes, finally get it right, that you have to do it again.
他说他就没有这个概念，就是说，他说这个操练的意思就甚至就是当你错了很多回的，最终终于做对的时候，但是你其实你还是要继续来学习。
And even after you do it again, you make more mistakes after having done it right once.
说不定当你某一次做对了之后，你后面可能还会犯更多的错误。
Brothers and sisters, check with our experience. Are we not the same many times?
所以说，弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是也是这样的？
I try to be filled with the Spirit all day long.
我常常就说我要每天这一整天都被那灵充满。
And I lost my temper.
然后我就突然一看有一次我发脾气了。
So I give up.
然后我就放弃了。
It's not possible.
不可能的。
I tried it.
我试过了。
I didn't do it.
我没做到。
I can never do it.
我再也做不到了。
So we give up.
所以我们就放弃了。
Rather than get up.
而不是站起来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to not give up.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要学习不要放弃。
But when we fail, we should get up.
那我们失败的时候，我们要站起来。
On the other extreme,
在另一个极端里面
，after we preach the gospel,
我们去传福音呢
，drive by or otherwise,
无论是跟弟兄说的那个开过去啊的方式
，and despite your preaching,
尽管你传福音很多
，someone got saved.
有人还真的是得救了
，and we say, "Yep."
我说哦。
I've done that.
我知道了，我会了。
I got someone saved 13 years ago.
我三十年前我有一次得救。
I haven't tried it since, but I've done it.
虽然我再也没有做过了，但是我做过。
Don't stop.
不要停下来。
Do it again.
再来。
Practice makes perfect.
这个我们就是越做我们就越会。
Repetition makes habit.
就是我们当重复的时候，我们就成了习惯。
What we're after is a living.
我们所要达到的其实是一种生活。
That requires practice and repetition.
就是需要我们不断的操练，不断的重复。
This applies in all the matters that we're going to have fellowship in. We need to practice the Lord's present move.
这就是其实呢。这跟我们后面的所有的这些交通都是有关的，就是说，其实我们要说，我们要来操练主当前的行动。
That's why in all these Roman numerals we put the way to practice the Lord's present move.
所以说，在所有的这个大典里面，我们这个中文说的是实行，其实呢，也可以用另外一个词，就是操练。
I hope in your minds that you don't despise practice.
所以我要想就是希望你们在你们的这个脑海里面不要轻视这个操练这一件事情。
I was going to save it for later, but maybe I'll just continue right now.
本来是我要等一会儿再说的，我现在干脆就继续说下去了。
In everything we do, let's say in our meetings,
无论我们做什么事情比如说我们在聚会的时候
，we have to stop thinking about them as recitals.
我们不要以为这个就是一个就是重复就像背诵的事情一样
，kind of like the performance，
或者就像一个表演一样那种
，or the game，
或者说一个游戏或者说一个比赛。
It's like the game day time to you know put on your uniform and actually play an opposing team you know the game。
就像我们有时候我们出去周末去玩个游戏，大家就是分成两队来。玩一个游戏什么
But rather treat it like practice sessions.
不要，但是而是我们要把它看成一个就是一个操练的 这个操练的过程。
Your mentality be entirely different.
所以你的这个观念，就会完全的就被转过来。
When you come to the Lord's table, instead of looking for a grade,
就是当你来到这个主日的时候，不要去这里寻找一个
grade。
就是说或者说你要得一个什么样的分数。
In other words, it's like a quiz.
我就觉得这是一个比赛。
Or yeah, a test. Rather, it's practice.
而是一个操练。
See, for a performance, for a recital, for a game, for a quiz, it's a display of what you can do.
所以你知道这个表演或者说这个比赛或者说这是一个这个都是在那里就是展示你能够做什么。
But practice sessions are where you want to improve and try what you want to do.
这个操练呢其实就在那里学习提升你自己想要做的事情。
We don't want to just keep our one talent.
我们不想要把我们的那个那一份那一摊年的藏起来。
We want that one talent to produce profit.
我们希望的就是我们那一摊年的能够产生这个利息。
We want to invest that talent.
我们需要把它投出去。
We want to develop that talent.
发展那个一摊年的那。
And the way to do that is through practice.
那这个路呢，其实就是操练。
If you view the Lord's table or the prophesying meeting as practice sessions,
如果你把这个主日或者说这个圣言聚会看着就是你的操练的过程。
If you call a hymn that happens to be wrong, or someone else calls a hymn that happens to be wrong,
如果你点了一首诗歌，诗歌那个诗歌不太合适，然后或者别人点了一首诗歌，那个诗歌不太合适。
It's okay. It's practice.
没有关系呢，就是一个操练的过程。
It's time to learn.
只是一个学习的过程。
It's a time to make mistakes.
犯错也没有关系。
When you come to the prophesying meeting,
你来到这个圣言聚会里面
and you consider it as practice,
那你把它看作就是你自己的操练。
You aren't there trying to give the perfect prophecy.
你不是在那里要就是要有一个完美的这个圣言。
But you're there to learn to give a better prophecy.
而是学习就是有一个更好的声音。
Do you see the difference?
你看到这个区别了吗？
Between a performance and practice.
就这个表演和操练的区别。
One day, we will give an account.
有一天我们当然是要在主面前就是算账。
Till then, we have many opportunities to practice.
但是在那之前呢我们就有很多的机会来操练。
So anyways, I hope that we would take this sort of attitude regarding the church life.
我们希望我们在我们的教会生活有这样的态度。
To learn how to shepherd people requires a lot of practice.
学习来牧养人其实需要很多的操练。
And sometimes we wish there someone could just tell us, give us a manual of how to shepherd someone.
就是有时候我们真的是希望有人过来给我们一个这个牧养人的秘籍。
Well, I'll give you a little, let you in on a little secret.
我给你一个这个秘密。
No one knows how to shepherd everyone.
没有人知道如何来牧养每一个人。
Except the Lord.
除了主之外。
So we're all learning on the job.
就是我们都是一边学习一边上工。
Learning by mistakes.
我们就是而且是借着我们的出错来学习。
Learning by trial and error.
就是一边的不断的试错来学习。
Now don't take this word as a license to do become reckless.
不要觉得这个就是你的借口可以为所欲为。
But take this word as an encouragement to not be afraid to try.
就是但是我们要因此而得鼓励就是说我们不要害怕去尝试。
Yesterday, we learned we need to wake up.
昨天我们学到说我们需要早起。
And,
我们要起来我们要起来。
And as Brother David shared, we need to rise up.
就像那个David弟兄所分享到的说我们要站起来。
Now, don't be afraid to go up.
现在呢，你不要害怕哦，要去。
Don't hide your talent.
不要把你的那个一他连德埋藏起来。
Use your talent.
使用你的那一他连德。
Well, I don't have a whole lot of time, but I'll just say one thing regarding Roman numeral number 3. The messages that were given in this time frame where Brother Lee was talking about raising up an army.
我虽然我的时间不很多，但是我还想在这个第三大点，我这样再说一点，就是，说到这个事情的这个时间点呢，其实那个时候你弟兄在交通一个负担，就是要兴起一个军队来。
And in the book where he makes this famous call for an army, this is book 7 of the elders' training, which is one accord for the Lord's move.
在这个一本书里面，就是。合一为着主的这个行动你弟兄就是有一个对一个军队的这样一个呼召。
He makes a distinction between citizens and soldiers of an army.
他说到这个国民和这个军民的不同。
It's one thing to be a citizen and it's one thing to be a soldier.
他说你做一个国民和做一个军人其实是不同的。
Not everyone can be a soldier.
不是每一个人都可以做一个军人。
He says, for an army, we need some younger, stronger, bolder, and daring ones.
他说，为了这个军队呢，我们需要有一些更年轻，更刚强，更大胆的人。
Let's face it, it takes a little bit of courage to become a job-dropping full-timer.
老实说，其实呢，要把放弃我们这个职业，其实是需要一点勇气的。
You need to be bold and daring.To be a full-timer.
你需要有一点大胆，有点不害就是不害怕的这样的这个性格来做一个这个放下时间的全时间。
I mean that
放下职业的全时间。
That kind of full-timer, the dropping kind of full-timer.
就是放下职业的全时间。
But the rest of us were citizens.
但是我们其他的人，我们就是国民呢。
And is there a role for us?
那我们应该可以做些什么呢?
Absolutely. As citizens, we need to support the army.
当然我们有可做的了，我们可以来扶持这个军队。
And the army needs a lot of support.
这个军队需要很多的这个扶持和供给。
Do you know why the Allied forces won World War II?
你知道为什么这个盟军呢，赢了这个第二次世界大战？
It wasn't because we had better trained soldiers.
并不是说这个士兵的这个训练更有素。
It wasn't because we had better equipment.
或者说我们这个装备更精良。
Nor did we have better strategists or generals.
或者说我们的这个策略更高超，或者将军更英明。
The reason why the Allied forces won World War II.
这个盟军呢赢得这个二次世界大战的这个原因是在于。
Is because their economies were able to outproduce the enemies.
是因为他们这个盟军的这个经济呢，能够这个拖垮他们的这个敌人。
Now, not all of you are into this stuff, but I'm just going to give you an example.
我知道说你们可能有些人不太对这个事情不太感兴趣，我只是跟你们讲一个例子而已。
You know, the Germans are known for their engineering.
你知道这个德国人呢是以这个工程著称的。
And they had these tanks called Tiger tanks.
他们的这个有一型这叫虎式坦克。
Superior in every way than the U.S. and Canadian tanks, which were the Sherman tanks.
这个各项指标呢，就是远远的就是超过于这个美国或者是加拿大的这个坦克。
More powerful, faster, more armor.
这个动力更强这个跑得更快，这个装甲也更厚。
More maneuverable.
这个操作性能也更好。
If a Tiger went head to head against a Sherman,
如果这个虎式坦克和这个美国这个谢尔曼坦克这个对峙起来的话
，100% of the time the Tiger would win.
这个百分之百这个虎式坦克就会赢。
The Germans produced. 1,350 of these monsters.
这个德国呢，一共生产了 1,350
The Allies produce 49,324 Sherman tanks.
但是这个盟军呢，一共生产了49,000多辆这个谢尔曼坦克。
So, if the Tiger disabled one,
如果这个虎式坦克打趴一辆,
the crew would jump out of the Sherman tank and jump into another.
但是这个坦克里面的这个人员呢，就会从一辆坦克跳到另外一辆。
Yes, one on one, there's no way the Sherman would win.
对，一对一的话，这个谢尔曼坦克是打不过的。
But they always went 12 to 1.
但是他常常不是这样，是12比1。
This Tiger would knock out maybe 4, 5, 6 of them.
可能这个虎式坦克可以打趴四五六辆坦克。
Eventually, the Shermans will swarm around the Tiger tank and shoot it in the back.
但是到最后呢，这个谢尔曼坦克就会就太多，它就会绕到这个虎式坦克的后面，从后面打它。
In other words, it was not necessarily the soldiers. The soldiers are important.
所以说，总的来说，虽然说这个士兵他是很重要。
There's a famous saying that infantry wins battles.
有一个说法是说这个步兵是赢得胜利的。
But logistics wins wars.
他说，这个步兵这个士兵呢可以赢一两场战役，但是这个后勤却可以赢得战争。
Logistics means getting the supply to the army.
这个后勤就是给这个军队供给的。
Getting the 12 tanks to the army.
就是把这12辆坦克给这个军队。
Many of you may not be familiar, but back then the entire economy, both I believe in Canada, but for sure in the U.S., everything was mobilized and repurposed to support the war.
你知道，可能你们不太清楚，但在那个时候，在美国，甚至包括在加拿大，这个经济的所有的经济都被动员起来。 这个扶持，支持这个战争。
I'm going to give you a hard time. Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter.
Was a famous poster.
就是有一个，那个时候有一个很大的那个宣传海报，就是上面有一个。
Yeah, basically of a housewife holding kind of a wrench or something, rivet gun, that's it, to make war airplanes.
那个时候呢，就是那个有就是基本上那个就是那个海报里面这个图内容就是一个这个家庭主妇拿着这个钳子去造这个战斗飞机。
In other words, the soldiers they might have won the battles.
你知道这个士兵呢，可能在那里打仗就是赢得每一场的战役。
But it was the citizens that won the war.
但是却是这个每一个公民，这些公民他们赢得了这个战争。
This conference was intended for the working saints.
你知道这次的特会是为了这些在职的圣徒。
As working saints, don't despise your portion.
真的是，我们不需要轻视我们的那一份。
You may not be the soldiers right there on the front lines day after day.
你可能不是这个前线的这个士兵。
But your support is so necessary.
但是你们的这个扶持却是必不可少。
Not just financially, of course, the full-timers need to live on something.
不只是说这个财务上，当然，这个全时间的他们需要有一些生活的来源。
But this support can come in many ways practically.
但是这个扶持呢，还可以从很多方面实际的来帮助到他们。
With the young people, and even the trainees, I often tell them, you know, when you pay the price or when you invest the talent, your currency is time.
他说，我让这个年轻人，特别是这个训练学员，我常常跟他们说，他说，当你们把你的那一大年的投出来的时候，你手里所有的就是你的时间。
Because let's face it, the young, they really don't have anything except time.
所以老实来说，就说他们很年轻， 所以他们什么都没有，除了时间以外。
Which is wasted on them most of the time, right?
其实，而且这个时间呢，很多时候都是被浪费掉了。
But as working saints, you have more.
但是呢，在世圣徒你就不同了。
You have possessions.
你有这个工作。
You have a house.
你有这个房子。
You have a family.
你有一个家。
You have kids.
你有小孩。
So, we give our money.
把我们的钱拿这个财务奉献出来。
To support the army.
来扶持这个军队。
But what about that portion that the Lord allowed us to keep so that we can buy a house?
但是因为我们留下的那一份来买房子的那一份呢？
Do you realize that house can be used to support the army?
你们有没有发觉到，就算你的那个房子也可以用来扶持这个军队。
You can open your home so that the full-timers have a place to bring their new ones.
你知道你可以把你的家打开，这些全世界的扶持者就可以把这些新人带过来。
You have children.
你有小孩。
One of the best things for college students.
你知道这个
go ahead.
这个大专生最喜欢的这个就是
is to come into a household and feel like part of a family.
就是来到一个家里面，就觉得他自己就是那个家的一部分。
Every Lord's Day evening, we have a small group of college students that comes over to our house.
你知道这个在我们那里，我每个主日，我的家就有一个小牌，就是这个大专生会来。
We purposely don't, as maybe in the past we might have practiced, purposely don't put the children in another room.
你知道吗？我们就是有目的性的，就是把这个小孩子放出来。
Because we realize our children are one of our biggest assets.
你知道，我们这个小孩其实是我们一个最大的这个财富。
All our college students love playing games with our children.
然后这个所有的这些大专生都很喜欢和我们的和我的这个小孩子玩。
It totally disarms them.
真的是他们的心都融化了。
And makes them open to receive the nourishment.
他们也就敞开来得着这个滋养。
Brothers and sisters, don't think that having a baby is a hindrance to the gospel.
不要以为就说你有小孩了就没有办法去传福音了。
Actually, it is the biggest door opener to the gospel.
但有时候真的是这小孩反而是这个福音的敲门砖呢。
Well, we do have to take care of the outline.
我们再回到这个纲要上来。
But I'll just, I amen all the fellowship regarding the giving of financial support.
真的是我很阿们所有关于这个财务扶持的这个交通。
Well, the next two points, can be distinguished from the first two Roman numerals in that this brings in largely a corporate aspect of the way to practice the Lord's present move.
那最后这个两个大点跟第一大点和第二大点不同的是在于它最主要的是着重于这个团体的来实行主当前的行动。
Of course, we need to teach the truth and preach the word of God and the gospel to believers.
当然我们需要就是传福音向这个信徒教导真理。
But we need to also teach the truth and minister life in the church meetings.
我们也需要在这个教会的聚会里面教导真理并供应生命。
I'll just be simple. The first thing, in order to do this, you have to go to the meetings.
那简单来说，那第一件事就是你要这样的话，你必须要先去到这个聚会里面。
So you want to be the citizen that wins the war, go to the meetings.
你要想做一个赢得战争的这个国民的话，
of course,
你第一个要去的就是要去到这个聚会里面。
There's the Lord's Day morning meetings.
当然这里有主日早上的聚会。
But brothers and sisters, go to the prayer meetings.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要去祷告聚会。
Go to the home meetings.
去小牌。
We are God's flock for a reason.
我们是神的这个羊群是有原因的。
Sheep like to flock together.
这个羊啊，就是喜欢聚在一起。
We have a flocking life within us.
我们这个里面的生命也是这样。
I'm going to read the next few points. The Lord gives us the enjoyment of Himself for His purpose to spread the truth and to minister life to others.
主给我们享受他自己，目的是为着扩展真理，并向他人供应生命。
I don't have time to get into this, but even our personal enjoyment is for the corporate benefit of others.
我没有办法来细说。有时候真的是我们，就算我们个人这些享受，其实也是为着他人的益处。
But the next point is a huge concept that we need to be removed from our way of thinking.
那第二个点就讲到说，我们有一个观念，真的是需要被转过来。
It says mostly we hold the concept that we come to the meeting for our enjoyment, but we neglect the fact that our enjoyment should be for others.
常常我们的观念是我们来到聚会当中是为着我们自己的享受，但是我们忽视了一个事实，就是我们的享受是为着别人。
How many times have we heard, or even if we're honest, how many times have we said, I don't want to go to that meeting because I don't get anything out of it?
就是说，我们是不是常常就是这样的？就是我们常说，我不想去那个聚会，是因为我没有什么得着。
It really is the Lord's mercy that we would be delivered from our self-centered, egocentric, self-absorbed, self-centric, self-obsessed self.
对，我真的是需要主的怜悯，使我们从这个自我为中心、自我迷恋、自我关注里面。
To realize that the universe does not revolve around us.
出来就是明白，就是说，这个世界不是围着我们转。
For Copernicus to realize that the universe did not revolve around the Earth was revolutionary.
就是在那个加百略发现这个宇宙不是围着这个地球转的时候。
For kids, for children to realize that the universe does not revolve around them.
当这个小孩子发现这个世界不是围着他们转的时候，
We call that growing up.
我们就叫做这个是他长大了。
So whether we need to be revolutionary,
我们是不是要来一点这个革命？
Or if we just need to grow up,
或是说我们简单的说，我们就是需要长大一点。
We have to stop thinking that the meetings are for us.
我们需要不要再以为就是说这个聚会是就是为着我。
Not opportunities to get something.
不是一个机会说你要来得着什么。
But opportunities to give something.
而是一个机会让你来供应一点什么。
Some saints would say they do not come to the church meetings because they do not have any enjoyment when they come.
有些圣徒会说，他们之所以不来聚会，是因为他们在聚会里没有享受。
If we forget about our own enjoyment and take care of others' needs, the Lord would surely afford us much enjoyment.
如果我们能忘掉我们自己的享受，并顾到别人的需要，主就会给我们大大的享受。
So the best meetings are the meetings in which we function.
你知道，最好的聚会其实就是我们那里进功用的聚会。
So secondly, firstly, go to the meetings.
所以第一，我们要去聚会。
Secondly, since you're there, function in the meetings.
第二是，既然你去了。何不进功用呢？
How about this? Make this a goal. Every Lord's table, you offer one praise.
好不好？我们说，每个主日你至少来起来祷告一次。
Every prayer meeting, you offer one prayer.
每个祷告聚会你至少祷告一次。
Every small group or home meeting, you share something.
每个小排你都分享点什么。
Every prophesying meeting,Speak a short word.
每个圣言聚会你都有一个简短的圣言。
This is why it would be helpful if you view all these meetings as practice sessions.
所以你把这些所有这些聚会都当作是你的操练的话，真的是非常的有益的。
They're just opportunities for you to learn how to function in the meetings.
这些都是你学习在这个聚会里面进功用的机会。
Let's read Roman numeral number 5 together. The way to practice the Lord's present move
当前行动之路
is to
move in
the
body as the one new man by fellowshipping
locally and universally. It's really good that this recent International Chinese Speaking Conference in Taiwan, the burden was really on the gaining of the one new man.
你知道非常非常感谢主，就是在已过的这个台湾的新春华语特会这个负担就是要得着一个新人。
And it was a wonderful conference. The one new man is what will fulfill God's purpose.
你知道这个新人 最终要成就这个主的目的。
And what the Lord needs on the earth is really the producing of the one new man.
所以主所需要的就是在地上产生这个一个新人。
Well, for this we need fellowship.
所以为着这个我们需要有交通。
Fellowship stops us.
交通使我们停下来。
Fellowship adjusts us.
交通也调整我们。
Fellowship allows us to move in the body.
交通使我们是在身体里面来行动。
As the one new man.
并作为一个新人。
Let's just read the rest of the points. As we should not move individualistically, nor even move merely in our locality, we should not move individualistically, nor even move merely in our locality, but in the body.
我们不当单独的行动，或者只在我们当地行动，而是要在身体里。
If we move in this way, there will be a real oneness around the globe in the recovery for the expression of His body as the one new man moving on this earth for His interests.
如果我们这样行动，
you got it. Okay.
所以我们如果这样的行动。那这在全地就会有真实的合一就是为着在这恢复里面就会有全地的恢复里面就会有真实的合一就是为着他的身体作为一个新人在全地为着他的这个利益这个他主的目的被彰显出来。
Praise the Lord for the translation. I'll just say, you know, the common phrase fellowship universal administration local even this can be taken too far.
有时候我们的说说这个交通是宇宙性的交通这个地方的管理。
Recently in Southern California, the brothers there have been really burdened because even Brother Lee one time said, "The churches in Southern California, they're so close together. It should really be the church in Southern California."
所以有时候弟兄李弟兄以前都说过，他说这个南加的这些众召会真的是。交通很紧密的。
He wasn't expounding some scriptural biblical truth.
他没有在讲说什么什么这个圣经上的真理。
He was just pointing out that in order to get the one new man, we can't be separate churches. We're so close together.
他说我们不，他说为着这个一个新人，他说我们不应该成为一部分的召会。
The universal fellowship is for the local administration.
他说这个。宇宙性的这个交通就是为着这个地方的这个行政。
And the reason why we have local administration is so can be part of the universal fellowship.
他说，有时候我们为什么有这个地方的行政，也是为着要进入到这个宇宙的交通里面。
Well, brothers and sisters, what that means is we need blending.
意思就是说我们需要有相调。
It's so good to see all the saints from Eastern Canada.
你知道，有时候很就是非常好，就是我们看到这个东加拿大的圣徒。
Praise the Lord for the church in Eastern Canada.
感谢主，为着这个东加拉的召会，感谢我们赞美主。
One body, one new man.
说，一个身体，一个新人。
Well, we have to stop here. We were supposed to go to 11:45. We had started 5 minutes late, so went 7 minutes over. Sorry that we are 2 minutes off schedule, but we wanted to have some. Chance for some response.
So
you don't have to translate that. You just, we want to have some response. We encourage all the saints, if there's something that you enjoyed from this conference, come and share your enjoyment for a few minutes.
我需要这个圣徒们这个已过的特会，如果你们有任何的这样的得着希望你们能够来有一点回应。
Make this meeting your most enjoyable meeting this week.
这个就可以成为你本周最享受的聚会。
Because you functioned.
因为你可以来进公园。
You paid the price to buy the oil.
因为你付代价来买油。
And you invested what talent we have to make profit for our master.
你把你所有的这个那一趟年的都投出去，然后为我们的主人赚得利润。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.